Bail at second, huh? Well, it happens to the best of us, dude. No use being sad, though. The best we can do for ourselves is pop open a beer, cry a few tears, buzz a nut, and get used to being alone on Valentine's. Yeah, I just got off work. Plans me? No. I don't have any plans either. Upset? No, of course not. I'm just regretting things right now. It's not like I'm trying to hide anything. It's just kind of difficult to explain. I haven't piqued anyone's interest. It's okay, though. I wasn't expecting much since I never put myself out there. It's just what happens when you're raised to believe that hard work and religion are all you need in life. My parents always told me that nothing else matters other than a degree and the Lord. But they never really cared if I was happy. Really, going out with friends, never experiencing love. So here I am, working early shifts till late nights. It kind of feels like my life has already peaked, and the only sense of happiness I feel is eating a good meal or reaching my bed after a long shift. Like, is this it? And you know what? I don't even know if my family is proud of me. Sometimes I feel like whatever I do, it's never enough. I've just been feeling empty lately. I'm not sure what to do anymore. Sorry, I kind of ranted here. You shouldn't spend your night listening to me. You should go and enjoy yourself tonight. No, I'll be fine. I'll just quickly grab a beer and head to my room. Hey, thanks for listening to me, even though we're just some strangers that ended up as roommates. I'm glad I met you. I'm sure that if you ever meet someone, they'd be lucky to have you. Please take care of yourself and don't think too much. Just do your best to enjoy yourself. Also, just forget about what happened tonight, okay? Take it easy, dude. Good night. I went overboard. I hope I wasn't a boulder. I should treat him to dinner sometime. Damn it. What a load to drop on someone all of a sudden. What was I thinking? Come on. Pull yourself together. I shouldn't be a hypocrite. No use being sad. Let's enjoy tonight. I should really go undress and take a quick shower first. Oh, it feels so nice to be out of my work clothes. Time for that shower. Feel so much better. Now, where's my beer? There it is. Why cry when I can run away from problems, get drunk off my ass and masturbate? Well, if there's anything I learned throughout my life, it's important to love oneself. And right now, I need it bad. Sorry, God, but I need this. where is my vibrator? Aha! Hey, I found it. Now, where is the remote? Huh, gotcha. The length and the girth still surprise me, no matter how many times I see it. Ah, fuck. It's really filling me up. I forgot the last time I masturbated. Shit. It's really hitting all the good spots. I can feel all the stress from work melting away. I might come. I haven't even turned it on yet. It's all the way in now. Just gotta turn it on. Fuck. That feels good. I'm definitely wet. Maybe I can turn up the intensity. Shit. I'm coming. Fuck. I'm feeling better already. Maybe a little more. Fuck! No! Fuck! The vibes at max! I cannot reach the remote. He's going to hear me. I'm going to come again. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm just resting. No, I promise, I'm fine. Do you mind giving me that remote on the floor? Please? Thank you. Like I said, you should go and enjoy your evening. Don't mind. I'm coming! Holy shit! It's finally off. I was trying to blow off some steam. No. I wasn't crying. I was moaning. Sorry for making you worry. I'm not really good at dealing with my emotions. I guess you could say that my only defense mechanism towards feeling like shit is either crying my eyes out or masturbating. Unfortunately, I dropped the remote while it was maxed out. And well, here I am, masturbating. Huh? You're relieved that I'm okay. Thanks for worrying about me. I really do appreciate it. Of course, I'll try and rely on you more. But actions speak louder than words. You've been staring at me ever since you walked in. That being said, would it be alright if you could spend the night with me? I mean, you're already in my room, even though I got caught. I'm still really horny. I was serious when I said you should enjoy your evening. I already occupied most of your evening by making you worry, so what if we killed two birds with one stone and enjoyed each other's company for tonight? From the looks of it, I think that heart unanswers my question. It's fine. I don't mind doing it with you. You're a really sweet guy. And honestly, I'm really tired of being that role model of a Catholic girl. So please, for tonight, can I use you? Good answer. Well, if you said no, I would have pushed you onto my bed and raped you. But you know, you cannot rape the willing. Oh my, did that turn you on even more? Do you like it when girls take charge? No, it's fine. It's fine. If that's what you want, then I'll do it. I appreciate your honesty. I don't really have any experience with this kind of thing, so... excuse me. So, are you just going to stand there? Or are you going to strip? Good boy. Now just lay back and relax. While I mount and make a mess out of you. Ah, fuck! I almost confused you for my vibrator. You're actually pretty big. I'm okay, I'll get used to it. I was just a bit surprised. What about you? I didn't expect you to be a bottom. We barely even started and you look like a mess. Oh, you're even starting to drool. Is it because I swallow your cock down to the very base using my pussy? I can't even feel you twitching at the slightest movements. Oh god, you're turning me on so much. Prepare yourself. I'm going to fucking use you. I'm gonna continually slam my ass down and ride your cock. That's it. Just give into the pleasure. Enjoy every second of it. Fuck! It feels so good. Your hard cock is pounding my pussy. No need to hold back. You can suck on my tits if you want. I'm yours for tonight. I'll fucking mill you as much as you want. Just let me keep using your cock. Condom? Don't worry about it so much. I don't think I can stop right now. It just feels too fucking good. The whole length of your cock is just slamming into my wet pussy. Fuck. I might get addicted to this. Have you ever imagined fucking me? I mean, we've been living together under the same roof for a while. It's not like we bring people over often. Doesn't it get lonely? Don't you ever fantasize about, I don't know, just coming into my room and bending me over my desk? Railing me all night long? Because I do. Women get horny too, you know. Sometimes, I even have thoughts about blindfolding you and handcuffing you to your bed while I use your cock. Immoral, isn't it? Sorry, did I scare you? Or possibly, did it turn you on even more? Ah, oh, fuck your cock. Oh, it's amazing. Do you like it when I talk like this? Do you like it when I treat you like some fuck toy? You're making a really slutty face right now. Come on, spit it out. Do you like it when I fucking use you? I see. If you don't want to answer, then we can just completely stop this. You can go back to your room and jerk yourself off for all I care. Ah, that's better. I think I'm getting a hang of this domination thing. So, as a reward for your honesty, do you have any request? Huh? Choke you out? Are you sure? Press down on the carotid artery? Like this? Oh! Oh my! You're really twitching a lot now. Oh my god. You feel so fucking good right now. How does it feel to be choked out? Are you close? Do you like it when I slam my fucking pussy from the tip to the base of your cock? Yeah? Oh, that's it. If you want to come, you can come. Do you want to come? Deep inside my throat, maybe? On my chest? You could possibly fill me to the brim with all this cum you've been stalking, peeling. It feels like you're about to blow. You don't want to come inside? That's fine. You have to pull out by yourself. And it looks like your hips won't stop thirsting up into me. So it's your choice. Fuck. You're getting really close. Shouldn't you stop? Or are you not able to think straight after drawing in all this pleasure? It's okay. Just give in to me. Fill my pussy with your hot cum. Do it, please. I want it. I want your whole fucking load. Yeah. Oh! Oh! Fuck! Oh! You actually did it. It's okay. Just lay back. Let me clean you up. You're still so fucking hard. All this cum is sticking to my throat. all clean. Sorry. Just going to lay down here next to you. This is kind of awkward. I'm glad you enjoyed it, or, well, you don't have to say it after seeing your face. Dude, chill out. I enjoyed every last second of it. And don't worry, I'll take Plan B. This seems a little out of order, but yes. I would love to go out sometime. Anyway, I was hoping that this would be more than a one-night stand. I wasn't lying when I said I might get addicted to this. Could I take your invite to dinner as a possible continuation of where we live off tonight? I'm looking forward to it. You want to go again?